Good morning. It's a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, let's start with the leaders of the national security agencies, all standing there promising to help state and local governments counter what they call Russia's efforts to influence the elections, as we were talking about before we came on air. Meanwhile, the president seems to be suggesting otherwise when it comes to Russia.
Well, the president, who many people think is in the clutches of the Russians one way or the other, continues to talk about Putin being a great guy. That's a good thing, my relationship with Putin. In the meantime, his top people are standing up at the White House in the briefing room, the very top people, Coates and all the others, saying this is a very dangerous situation. The Russians are really trying to undermine our democracy. Let's recap. On the one hand, the president talking about how it's all a hoax, and the others, his top people out there, obviously with his blessings, otherwise they wouldn't be in the White House, saying this is terrible. They are really trying to destroy our democracy. So this is what we call having it both ways. There's a deniability that they're doing anything that is either frankly traitorous or against the interests of the United States, because they can point with each hand in a different direction.
Meantime, the president, for much of a rally last night in Pennsylvania, focused on bashing of the news media. You referenced the leaders standing there yesterday in the press briefing. We saw CNN's Jim Acosta go after Sarah Huckabee Sanders on the issue of the president calling the media the enemies of the people.
Well, yes, David, but Acosta, of course, is now getting an awful lot of publicity. There are some of his colleagues in the press who are saying he's showboating and he shouldn't be doing this, and Sanders is not the president. But Sanders herself says that she speaks for the president. She says so in response to questions. The way that they do this is they trot her out and they say, you speak for the president? Why is the president bashing the news media and calling it the enemies of the people? And Sanders responds, well, it's perfectly appropriate. And it is, in fact, very important that Acosta is doing what he's doing. And compared to some of the other gutless wonders in the press corps, he's doing what's right. You know, right now, we have a First Amendment to the United States Constitution. If you take a look around at the dictatorships in the rest of the world, the first thing they do is to go after the press. They put them in jail. They have them murdered. We have seen it again and again. And so Acosta, as far as I'm concerned, is a hero. And he is doing what he should be doing. And some of the feckless, gutless wonders who are criticizing him should take an elevator going down, if you know what I mean.
And then there's President Trump's daughter, Ivanka Trump, distancing herself from her father on two issues. She says she disagrees with the very issue you just spoke of, the characterization of the media as the enemy of the people, and vehemently against separating migrant children from their parents at the border.
Well, on the press, she, of course, does the right thing. But on the other hand, she also says, you know, I've had my share of people saying the things about me that aren't true. So on the one hand, she allows herself the luxury of disagreeing with her father about enemy of the people and the press and all the rest. And on the other hand, she sticks it to the press and says they get it wrong. Well, an awful lot of people who believe in the press do believe that they get it wrong on occasion. And I've seen it myself. But nevertheless, it is the First Amendment. It is the basis of our democracy. And she's right to separate herself from her father. But once again, I refer you to the very first thing we talked about. You mean to say he doesn't know she's going to go out there and do that and they haven't discussed this? Doesn't seem possible, does it? So again, they are sowing confusion into the mix.
You know, into the mix comes this proposal by the Trump administration, Alan, to roll back Obama-era fuel economy standards that were to take effect after 2020 backward.
David, of all the things we're talking about today, this may be the most important. Because this is the future of our children and of our grandchildren and their children. Are we creating a world where we will limit CO2, we will limit the amount of effluents that get into our air? It is just beyond belief that these foolish people, for what, their man is 70 years old or older, would be suggesting that we go backwards in the efforts to clean up our environment. This is really sick.
Finally, Alan, Governor Andrew Cuomo says he's going to introduce legislation that would remove the death penalty from New York state law. He made that announcement after Pope Francis decreed the death penalty inadmissible under all circumstances.
Well, basically, we do know that Cuomo has made a huge leap to the left. This is a guy who started out as a middle-range conservative Democrat who went after unions, who are now his best friends. We do know that he is a guy who has created a new image for himself, and this is just one more way. So there's where he's going, and that's why he's doing it. But motivation doesn't count. He's doing the right thing.